In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is explained what should be the mood of a prayer. It is said, Gajendra, although he was the king of the forest and was very proud of his position, when he was caught by the crocodile, he realized that there is no one in this world who can save him except the Lord himself. So with that understanding in mind, with a helpless heart, Gajendra loudly called out the Lord's name. So Srimad Bhagavatam says, Evam javasito buddhya samadhaya manuhriti jajapa paramam japyam prajanmani anushikshitam. It is said, Evam javasito buddhya, engaging his intelligence completely, investing his intelligence and mind and remembrance of the Lord. Samadhaya manohrudi. Mana means mind, hrudi means the heart. So in japa, one's mind and heart should be totally engaged. So the prayer means when the soul gives out a call that cracks the material coverings and dances in the tongue of a chanter, then it is called a prayer. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the holy name springs from the heart of the soul, permeates through all the material coverings and dances in the tongue of a sincere chanter. And such a holy name is extremely potent and powerful in quickly giving one the realization of the presence of Krishna. So in the second verse which you were reciting today, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talks about the mood of a chanter. One who is chanting Hare Krishna is praying, Oh Krishna, how kind you are. You have come in so many different ways. You have come as the holy scripture, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. You have come as the holy rivers like Ganga, Yamuna. You have come as the holy sthalas like Vrindavan, Mayapur, Dwaraka, such places. You have come as the holy prasadam. You have come in the form of holy devotees. You have come in the form of holy name. And in this way, Lord comes in various ways to envelop us by His mercy and ultimately pull us back to Him. But then He prays, O Krishna, in each one of your names, like Krishna, Govinda, Gopal, Madhava, Madhusudana, Keshava, in all these names, these are all just like we have different types of tablets, 300, Brufen 500, 800, all of them have different potencies to cure your disease. Similarly, these holy names have different amounts of potencies, all these different names, and large energies are invested in these names. By sincerely chanting these names, one can very easily cure the disease of this material world. So he is praying, although you are appearing in these holy names which you are awarding us, unfortunately I have no attraction for them. So when a devotee understands this mood of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then one will become humble in approaching the holy name. So when we chant Hare Krishna, we should always remember this prayer of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And another most important prayer is, Ayinanda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitam Maam Vishame Bhavambudhau Kripayata Papada Pankaja Sthitadhuli Sadrisham Vichintaya. The meaning of this prayer is, Oh my dear Lord, I am only an insignificant servant at your lotus feet. But somehow or other I have given up that position and fallen in this material world of birth and death and suffering. Please pick me up from this world and place me at your lotus feet amongst one of the millions of atoms. So remembering these two prayers, one should chant the holy names when we are chanting. This is the mood behind the chanting. And with this prayer, if one chants, one will very quickly be able to achieve the right kind of consciousness. So we are going to chant now between 5:15 to 7:15.